That's back to business. We have a midnight roll here, and I'm sure some guys went past midnight last night, but it was a great plane ride home, quick one. Obviously a fun locker room, but it's, you know, it's playoff time, and we're focused on the 49ers today.
How's Eddie's ankle feeling after the game?
My understanding about Eddie Lacy, he came out of yesterday's game much better than he did the past game. So that's the early information.
I know you don't control such things, but are you maybe happy to have a Sunday game compared to a Saturday game to get the extra day for everybody?
Absolutely. I like the seven-day routine. I always have. I think, you know, regularity and how you train your football team is important if you can keep it consistent. And a seven-day work week is definitely my preference.
So you'll just be on your, what is it, normal schedule
tonight? We'll adjust it. I think you have to be, you know, cognizant of what we've gone through the last 4 weeks. You know, we've played four playoff-type football games in cold weather. So, you know, that's part of, you know, training and being on top of where your team is. So in our schedule this week will reflect that.
Can you go through everything that happened on that first 4th-and-1, just you saying up punting for a second and then deciding to go for it? And then, I mean, I guess maybe even before that, did you consider challenging the spot on that 3rd-down play?
Well, the communication first off on the spot was, you know, the guys up top agreed with it. They said it was close, you know, so when they had the measurement. And, you know, frankly, spots are, in my opinion, are some of the things that if it's not clearly more in the open field or, you know, spots in a pile whether it's a, you know, a short yardage play and in condensed formations, you don't have as good as a chance if you do if it's out in the open. So that's just things you talk about before you go into games, and that's part of your game management profile. So you know, challenging the spot was not a consideration. You know, obviously the special teams coach is in charge of getting the punt team ready. The initial reaction was the punt. The one timeout was really clearly the decision maker. Our offensive players all wanted to go for it. I mean, I think that was clearly evident in just the way, you know, the interaction of, you know, the substitution getting ready to happen there, but we still had our number one call in short yardage situations available, and we did a great job executing. John did a hell of a job going to get the first down.
So, Mike, how does it go from the team going out to deciding to go for it? How much influence did the players have? Because you're the one that we'd be second guessing if he'd have gotten stopped.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. The first time out, we really did it for me. Hey, trust me, players are excited. I mean, those are emotional decisions by the players, and that's important. You know, because you do want your players to grab onto it and take it and make them part of it, because ultimately they're the ones doing it. So, I mean, yeah, I love the fact that they wanted to go for it. And yeah, you know, I think in my earlier days, I would have said, hell yeah, let's go for it, you know, every time on 4th-and-1. But I mean, you got to kind of mature through that part of it. But, you know, they were right. You know, it was only one timeout in that situation, and playing a high side of playing defense there was probably not the best choice. And I think ultimately I may have regretted that decision if I would have punted.
How do you look at that? I mean, you've called plays for hundreds upon hundreds of drives in the last 8 years. How do you, I mean, 3 4th-down conversions, including the game-winning touchdown, how do you view that drive in kind of the pantheon?
I don't know of one better. You know, I was in Kansas City, I think it was 94, when Montana on Monday Night Football up in Denver, you know, John Elway, that was a great classic game, and we went down the field in a 2-minute drill, you know, to win the game. But, you know, this was for all the marbles. You know, Aaron hadn't played in 8 weeks. They were aggressive with their game plan. This is clearly, you know, it feels good today because it obviously just happened yesterday, but it's the finest one I've ever been a part of.
Mike, any field or plays prognosis that if you, you know, as you guys coach?
You know, I really don't have a feel for Clay as far as where he is. I really even haven't seen him to talk to him. You're always cautious of players after surgery. That's why he didn't travel with the team. So I really don't have an update for you.
Thank you. But your inclination is to at least be patient and deactivate them and hold out hope that maybe you can get them later?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, right now we're, you know, he's out for this week, and I mean, that's really what we're focused on.
Mike, without Clay, without Johnny, how do you feel about your defense heading into the playoffs?
Well, I love our defense. I love our football team. I mean, it's throw the stats out the window. I mean, we could sit here and roll around and that stuff all you want. You know, you can give me you can throw the bad ones at me, and I'll throw the good ones back at you. You know, we're a playoff football team. Our identity's changed. It's kind of gone different directions of how we have to go play to win a game. This team's embraced it, and you know, we know it's going to take the full game to get it done, and that's the way we play.
Mike, you've gone in as a high seed, you've gone in as a low seed. Mm-hmm. Your matchups are different based on that, but is the approach the same? Do you boil it down to we're all just in, whether we're 1 through 6?
Oh, I think you have to. I mean, I think you'd be crazy not to look at it that way. And history, recent history, will tell you so. And we've experienced that in 2010. You know, winning on the road's tough, but it's been done. You know, it's been done in this league. So, winning at home was an advantage. You need to take advantage of that. So all those things factor in. But at the end of the day, it comes down to what happens on Sunday. The preparation between now and then will be critical. We have to go about this game a particular way, and we will, and our players will be ready to go. So, but I don't spend a whole lot of time overanalyzing, you know, the home field, the buys, and things like that, because you know, there's times where you know, two times that we've had a buy, you know, we really didn't start those games very well. When you go back to 07. You know, we had Seattle at home here. That game didn't start very well, but we were able to get going and win the game and get into the NFC Championship game. And I think it was clearly evident, I guess, in 2011 with the Giants. You know, when you have that bye week, it's, you know, there's some strings attached to that too. So, you know, there is merit to going into the playoffs and coming out of a situation, experience that has you prepared for playoff football. I mean, I don't know how we could be better prepared for playoff football than what we've been through the last 4 weeks. I mean, I take our 4 week experience over everything. So we'll see what happens. We got a heck of a football team coming in there playing very well. Their videotape, you know, to this point that I've been able to get through, looks very good. Looks very good. I think they're playing very well. So we got a big challenge, but we know how we're going to go about it, and we expect to win the game.
Mike, what happened with Brad Jones, and how'd you feel that Jamari did?
Brad Jones, you know, we kind of projected that Brad would have, you know, a chance to play. Felt through the week that, but we just didn't think it was in. You know, Brad was ready. And just my understanding, frankly, I have not watched the defensive tape, so I can't give you an accurate assessment of Jamari's play.
Mike, how much do you use the season opener to prepare for Sunday, or do you just throw that out?
Well, you look at the season opener because, you know, really, you can't forget about the matchups. I mean, you want to see your players play against their players. You'll look at the playoff game, too. I've looked at both of those this morning. But, you know, you look at different segments of their season, things that you feel teams have done against them that are similar to how you play. So, I mean, there's a lot of videotape. We've backed our schedule up. By design, because, you know, we want to make sure that our coaching staff has, you know, a large amount of time to prepare for this game, probably a little longer than most.
Mike, you're talking about your identity has changed, but you talk mostly about offense and running games. Is that what has changed?
I'm just talking about the way we win games, you know. I mean, being behind, you know, at halftime in the third quarter, that's by design, Tom. Okay, but you know, I'm talking about it's changed just the experience. I mean, we played differently today than we probably did early in the year. You know, we were a team that kind of hit some bumps in the road early in the season, and we went on a run. You know, we were 5-2. So then the challenges came. So there were some up and down. So I think through any experience that you have, you're able to gain experience. Things you can apply to the future, even during the bad experiences, too. I mean, bouncing back from Detroit was a great experience for our football team. It's something now that we can look back on and know that you can bounce back from, you know, the lowest point in your season and respond in a 12-day period. So, I mean, all those things are things that, you know, are part of the character of our football team.
Does that make this – I mean, you've been to the playoffs 5 straight years as head coach, 6 out of 8. It's a remarkable streak. But does it make – and I know you got more work to do. I'm not saying the season's over. But does it make what you've done a little more gratifying to have to scratch and claw to get to this point, whereas sometimes maybe it felt like it was easy when you guys were playing really well?
Well, I think anything in life, when you earn it, it feels better. I mean, entitlement is, I mean, something my wife and I were just talking about last night. You know, we're talking about, you know, Christmas and gifts and, you know, how your kids get everything and, you know, how you teach them, you know, the ability to teach them work ethic and the importance of earning everything. So that's no different with a football team. I mean, when you really have to earn it to get in, yeah, it's very rewarding. But it's also, you know, gives you the ability to apply to what comes next. And, you know, and that's the way we're looking at it.
More like the 3 quarterbacks active yesterday, was that just a cautionary
measure? Well, really, you know, Brad Jones going down really gave Scott Tolzien the opportunity to be up. And, you know, and just being safe, you know it's, you know, that's part of that chess match that, you know, I don't really like to ever think like that, but I mean, it's obviously something that factored into the 46 decision.
Mike, after everything that Jordy went through last year, how important was he to this offense this season, being around for all 16 years?
I mean, I think Jordy Nelson is the perfect picture of how you want your offense to play. I mean, he's the same player week in and week out. He prepares the same way Monday through Saturday. He's the same guy that comes to work every day. And as far as your interaction, he doesn't get too high. He never gets low. There's just such a steady discipline, line of consistency to him. And you know, you can see the relationship that him and Aaron have. They're on the same page. And you know, he's having another great year. I mean, he stayed healthy. He puts a lot of extra time in. You see him. You know, it's interesting how you see the older guys in the weight room a lot more. You see, you know, the older guys are doing a much. Jordy's an old guy in our program, but you know, they do a great job taking care of themselves.
Mike, how do you view the current playoff format? Because you've been on both sides of the fence. You had a better record than Arizona in 09. You had to go there to play. This year, the tables are turned a little bit. Do you like that a division champion is rewarded the way it is? Do you like the current format?
I mean, yeah, I'm not sure what you asked me. Yeah, the division champ should be rewarded.
Are you talking
about the record?
Yeah, record.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the format's laid out before the season starts. I mean, that's why you play your division opponent 2 times. Yeah, I have no problem with the format of the playoffs. I had no problem when we had a better record and we went out to Arizona. I mean, Arizona won a division that year.
Mike, how did you think Aaron came out of the game, and then also from the early part of the game, watching him to the later part, could you see anything different physically that he warmed up or was just, you know, better and yeah, do some things in the second half than the first?
Well, you know, he had some throws early that, you know, weren't exactly right where he wanted them to be, and, you know, which is hard for him because he's so accurate with the football. You know, I thought he got a little more comfortable. In the second half, I mean, they pressured us, and you know, they really, you know, from a, you know, Tennessee standpoint, the way they played going into the game, I mean, they were very aggressive, and I'm thankful they were, because it's, you know, when you're aggressive against Aaron, it gives you a chance for big plays, and you know, we may not have hit as many big plays as we like, but you know, our goal was to have 35 rushes and 25 completions in a game. That was the plan. I mean, that's the target we were trying to hit, and you know, we were just pretty much on that. So I was a little worried about him there when he was cramping up on the last series. You know, it kind of affects your play calling mindset a little bit when he's, you know. So, but I mean, to fight through that mentally, what he's been through the last 3 weeks, my goodness. I mean, I think this is probably his finest hour as a Green Bay Packer.
Dom is such an even-keeled guy. We never see his personality go up or down, at least us. You know, the 49ers have gotten the best of his defense the last 2 times you guys have faced him. Are you able to tell when he's really, you know, his competitive juices are flowing, or is he still the same guy? I would think that pride would dictate that he really wants to win.
Well, I mean, Dom's just as competitive of everybody, just as competitive as everybody on our football team, and you know, you can see it on game day, you can hear it on game day. So, but you know, he has a style, a coaching style. He's been around a long time. So you know, we go through it like we do all the time. We'll just line up, do the same things each and every week. You know, we know we have to probably play these guys a little different than we did last time. You know, really first and second down in the first game was, you know, we felt like we did a good job. You know, the issue was the third down production. So, you know, we'll take a look at that. And I think, you know, our defense is different than it was in week one. So we'll have a good plan.
Lacey was playing his first game.
Lacey?
Yeah. Yeah, as a pro in that game, and, you know, there were some mistakes and things like that. Where do you think you are in terms of your running game then to where you are now? How much of a
problem? Oh, we're a much better running team today than we were then. I mean, just for the simple fact of how Eddie Lacey and James Starks are playing. So, you know, that was Eddie's first game. And, you know, he admittedly was very nervous for the game. Yeah, Eddie's playing much. I mean, he's like any rookie in this league. You know, he's got 16 games under his belt now, so he knows what to expect, and he's comfortable in the offense. He's comfortable being asked what to do. So, yeah, Eddie's in a different place today.